This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is On Driven, Joy 94.9 Multicultural Show with Boody, Mark, Leo and myself, Hugh. On Driven represents peace and understanding in our multicultural GLBTIQ community. If you have any comments on the programme or would like to ask any questions, you can contact us in the following ways.
Join us on Facebook, On Driven Joy 949. Twitter, orangeribbonjoy949. You can email us in the studio on air at joy.org.au, or you can SMS 0427joy949.
In today's show, as we have quite a lot of guests coming into the studio, the first one is Anne Flora, Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council, to talk about the organisation. We will also be joined by the Greek and Girls Group. We'll be joined by the Yellow Kitties and also Michael from Aleph Melbourne. So it's a jam-packed show. Tune in and keep listening.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
Welcome to On Driven on Joy 94.9 with Boody, Leo, Mark and myself, Hugh. Now, we have a full show today.
Lots of people in.
Lots
and
of
we're
people.
All here.
They're all here. It's been the first time for a while, hey?
That's it. Now, the reason you have four presenters.
You're so lucky today.
I know. But the reason you have four presenters in one show, this is our last show for this grid.
Yep.
Yes.
So we're actually going to take a rest for a little while. And hopefully come back later on in the year sometime, but we're not completely sure when that will be. But we just thought all the presenters at the one time would get us all together, because we don't always see each other all the time.
No. Nice and lovey-dovey, and it's great being back with you guys.
Yeah, lots of gossip to catch up on.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And some great guests this afternoon.
Yeah.
We've
got a lot of people coming in, and we've got Anne from AGAMC coming in just after a little bit of music. So stay with us, because we have a full-packed show today.
You're on Joy 94.9. Hailing from Israel, that is Jonathan with Koa Lekha. Is that how you say it?
I think that's how we say it, yes.
That's how we say it. But he's very cute, isn't he?
He is, and he's an openly gay Israeli singer, so it's nice for us to support gay and lesbian artists from around the world
that
we know of.
Now, our first guest has just come into the studio, and sitting across from me is Anne from AMGC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what does that stand for, AGMC?
The AGMC stands for Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council.
What a mouthful.
It is.
And tell us about it.
Well, we're basically a peak body for culturally diverse people on the rainbow spectrum. So we have all kinds of groups who are members and individuals who are members, representing all of the sexual and gender diverse spectrum, as well as culturally, ethnic, and linguistic identities as well.
What's your role in EMGC?
I'm a member of the executive. I'm a relatively new member, but being Jewish and coming from the United States, I was attracted to the group as a member for a long time before that. But also, I'm an academic. I work at Monash University, and I do a lot of work in multi-diversity, so sexual, gender, and cultural diversity. So I love their work for a long time.
So what stands out about AGMC, despite the fact that it's probably the only Australian multicultural GLBTIQ group, what is it that makes AGMC so special?
Well, as you say, I mean, we're the only one in the country, and the work that we do just spans such a spectrum of activities and causes, I suppose. So we have members on the executive from a range of sectors, mm-hmm. backgrounds, and I suppose independent work as well. So legal background and sector. We work toward advocating for policy change, legislative change. Activists are members of the group. We're constantly trying to start new groups in response to community identified needs. So we have social support groups and activities like that.
Who actually funds your organization?
Well, it feels like we don't have any funding. Well, we all work very, very hard.
I can help you on that one because I'm an AGMC member, and yes, they don't have any funding. So they rely on members' donation and annual fees for their activities and fundraising as well.
Okay. So how can people donate to your organization?
Well, you can find us online, and it's a very modest membership fee. So you can find us online and become a member that way. And then, of course, people who want to donate further can do so through either the Facebook page, AGMC, or by Googling us and finding our webpage.
Now, a multicultural social support group, how many different multicultural people do you have in your group?
Just hundreds of thousands. It's impossible to count. No, I mean, the numbers do fluctuate, and that's one of our most recent initiatives. So sometimes, you know, we've got in the dozens, and sometimes there's just a few of us, but we do meet on the first Monday of every month. And again, it's an open forum to provide whatever kind of needs are identified from those members who come along. So if people want to go out and have dinner together, that's what we do. Want to start youth activities in addition to the ones we run as standard, then we start to put new things on like that as well.
No, I've been to the meeting, and it's actually a nice space for GLBTIQs from ethnic backgrounds to come in, because it's not specific to a particular ethnic group. It's nice to get together and just to talk about some of the issues that they feel they want to share with the rest of the group. And because the number one issue is for ethnic GLBTIQs is a sense of alienation and stigmatization from the mainstream community. So it's, and you can correct me on this one, but it is not, it's a social support group without any clear agenda, but to provide support.
Right.
I mean, I think it's actually, I agree with you completely, Buddy, and I think that's the strength of the group and the AGMC in general, because as we know, in the sexually diverse and gender diverse community, individuality and the voice of that individuality and diversity is most essential, and we've made great strides that way. I'm not so sure in the queer community that we've made as great strides in cultural and ethnic diversity and a voice for those individual identities as well.
So. Okay. So for more information, head on to the website, which is agmc.org.au, and we've posted that website on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well. Thanks, Anne, for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Anne. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We'll come back to On Driven very soon. This is On Driven on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, and you're listening to On Driven. And we've been joined in the studio by Kathy from.
Now, before we go to Kathy. What was that song?
Kathy, you can probably pronounce the songs better than I do. Do you mind telling the listeners who sang that?
It's Sotiria Berlou, an old Greek singer back in the 60s, and the song is called Yakita Kosme.
Okay.
That makes more sense than the way we try to say it.
Yeah, we've never got close to that.
Kathy, Greek and Girls Support Group.
Yeah, we're part of the Greek and Gay Group, which is founded back in 95, 96, I believe, and the girls joined a year later. Didn't reform again until 2002. I've only been a part of the Greek and Gals group, or the girls. We call it the Greek Australian Lesbian Group from probably the last 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And I'm heading it alongside my colleague Desi. We handle the girls' side of the support group.
Right.
And we're there just to give support to girls in our cultural society where they need an outlet or somewhere to come to where they can be guided and given support, especially when it comes to, you know, relationships and coming out and, you know, living a double life, that type of stuff. So they need an outlet where they can come to us.
Do you find that the Greek community don't accept homosexuality into their groups? Or do you feel that you can mix well with the larger community?
I agree with you. It's not an easy thing for a Greek person to come out in this society. In our culture, it's very difficult. It's not accepting because part of our religion is that heterosexuals are the only ones who can get married and go forth and, you know, produce children and so on. So the minute you come out and say, excuse me, I'm with, you know, a same-sex partner, it's a total outcry and you're looked upon as something evil and you're not worthy of it.
What does the group do on a sort of regular basis? Do you have social events and things like that?
Well, we run a couple of events a year, which is combined with the Greek and gay group with the guys, and that's the birthday that comes up in May every year, and then we have our annual picnic in November. So we run a couple of those events combined, but the boys run events on their own and they have their night outs and whatever they do, and the girls do other things such as bowling days. We have tavern nights. We're hoping to do a shooting alley one day, and we're just trying to work that one out. A couple of girls are into shooting in our rifle range, so we're going to try and organise one Saturday morning out in, okay, I think it's in Morty Alex somewhere.
That sounds like it'd be fun.
Oh, it sounds good.
Do you think it's good that the girls and the boys sort of go their own way? Or do you think everything should maybe be together, boys and girls, all the time?
Okay. My opinion in that, and that's totally my opinion, is that I think the Greek group should be a united group between boys and girls. Mm. Yes, we have different issues and that we need to deal with separately, so that's why we run the separate groups. The guys run their support group, the girls run their own. But when it comes to social events and activities and possible guest speaker nights where it will involve both groups, I think a united front is much better than just a division of the two groups.
Who do you think prefers it to be two different groups? Is it the guys or the girls?
That's a difficult question.
I'm putting you on the hot seat here.
You are putting me on the hot seat. It's pretty even. I think some of the guys don't want to do things, you know, with the girls, and the girls seem to think the guys want to take over, and it's just a standard thing that happens in most places, but that's normal.
And none of the guys want to go shooting, hey?
We haven't put that forward to them yet. We'll just wait and see.
That could be a competition, girls versus boys.
I think we could do that.
So how many people do you actually have in the female side of Greek and gay?
Okay, we have roughly about 5 that generally turn up.
Okay, so it's pretty small.
It is pretty small. A lot of them are not out, and a lot of them don't want to come where they might be seen entering a building which is related to homosexuality. So because our meetings are all held at the VAC, it just makes it a little bit difficult for some of them to say, hey, look, and I don't want to be seen coming in out of a place like that. What will they think? And a lot of them don't even turn up to midsummer carnivals or the Pride March or anything like that because they don't want to be seen. It's different when we're in a group, in our own little group, and go out together like they say we're out with friends, but not to be associated
How can a lesbian sitting at home listening to this at the moment saying, well, I would like to get involved. How can they get involved?
They can get involved. They can contact us. We're on the website on www.greekandgay.com.au. So there are diversions to that. They can go to either the boys' section or the girls' section.
Right.
And there's telephone numbers that they can contact.
Because if someone is not out and sitting at home but wants to get involved, they may not want to get involved with the guys as well, to start with anyway. So you've got that separate...
That is a separate part on there. So once they get onto that Facebook page, or sorry, the website page, it diverts them to the girls and then diverts them to the boys section. So they can contact either, whichever suits them.
How do you get your funding?
We do fundraisers, basically. A lot of our stuff comes basically from the picnic and sponsors, and also from the birthday that we have each year.
Okay. Well, I hope it gets bigger and better for you, and maybe one day you will come together more with the boys and
we're working on that now.
Right.
Andrew, myself, Desi and Peter have reformed, but we kept the group going since it disbanded, and we're continuously trying to get both groups together to unite it and make it more accessible to every Greek that's out there at the moment.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Kathy. This is On Driven on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, this is On Driven with Budi, Mark, Hugh and Leo. And we have Michael from Aleph. Did I say that right, Michael?
Yes, actually, you did, Hugh.
Or
Aleph, however you Aleph. Care to say it, yes.
Okay.
That's the Scottish version.
That's the Scottish version, yes. Tell us, what does it stand for?
Well, thank you for asking. Aleph Melbourne is an organisation within the GLBT and Jewish communities. The word Aleph is actually the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is similar to the Greek letter Alpha.
Okay.
And it kind of means A or number one. There's a story behind it, which we won't go into today, but it's a very interesting story, which is on our website if you want to read it.
What's your website?
Aleph, aleph.org.au.
Okay. So tell us, what do you actually do?
Me or the group?
No. What do you do in the group?
What does the group do? It's a social and support organisation. We have a number of events throughout the year where we gather at perhaps a person's house, or we'll maybe meet out somewhere for a meal, and we offer a safe and inclusive space for people who are GLBT, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or aligned to that from a Jewish background, and partners are welcome too.
How does the general Jewish community except your group?
Well, there is no concept of general Jewish community, I guess, because there's a as much a spectrum as GLBT. There's people who are incredibly inclusive and people who are very uneasy and uncomfortable with the concept of being, you know, gay or lesbian or not heterosexual. Increasingly, there is greater levels of acceptance of people, you know, who might be, you know, same-sex attracted. And seeing that more, and there is a greater level of that from the mainstream organisations within the Jewish community who are coming to terms with the fact that, yes, we do exist, and you know, we need to be supported and included, and we can't be ignored anymore.
How many members do you have?
Look, it's somewhat amorphous because we have a core group of people who attend our events, and of course with their partners too. On our mailing list, we have, you know, over 80 to 100 people, but because of the level of or lack of acceptance in some people's families and social circles, they don't actually want to identify to us as who they are because they're very uncomfortable about being known to be gay. Or as such. And so we know that the people are out there who are getting the information that we provide them about our events and various activities that are going on within the community and around Australia and overseas, but we don't necessarily get the feedback from them. So we're providing a service in some ways to people who we do know and people who we don't know.
What age group do you feel are more open in the Jewish community about their sexuality? Is it the younger group that are coming up, or is there some older people there as well?
Look, that's a very, very good question, Hugh. There are increasingly a number of people who are younger, people who are perhaps at high school or who've, you know, not long gone through high school and perhaps at university, who I find it's not an issue. The sexuality is, you know, fine. People, though, who are not from a very strong Orthodox religious background, if they are, then that's a completely different kettle of fish. But if they're not, it tends to be, you know, so what? You know, okay. Meh, it's just another thing.
And for the listener out there that maybe in that category where they can't really come out? Where can they find more information?
I actually spend a lot of time putting a news service together on the website aleph.org.au, and if you click on the news articles, there is an endless list of news articles from around the world of gay and lesbian and transgender issues in a Jewish context. You can find out there. You can down the website. There's a list of resources of organisations that support gay and lesbian people in Australia and Melbourne and Sydney and around the world, and different types of religious organizations you can get support. There is a lot on the internet. It's sort of like a portal. It's evolving, but there are a lot of things that you can get through that website. And we are on Facebook as well. So you look up Aleph Melbourne on Facebook, you'll find us.
We'll put that link on Facebook and on Twitter page as well.
Yes.
Michael, thanks so much for joining us today on Driven.
Thank you.
Yes, it's been great for you to come in and highlight a very important group, I think.
Absolutely. And look, there's some great stuff being done at the moment. If you just follow the news feed on the website, it's really exciting. There are some great things.
Great. We'll maybe play another track from the music that you brought in. But, so hang around, because you can tell us what it is.
So, Hugh, we've had a few messages in, haven't we?
We have. Now, believe it or not, we've got a message from Daniel in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Wow.
He or she, I don't know if it's the sex of the person, but I'm really enjoying the show and the music as well. So thank you very much.
Thanks for the message.
Now, I've got even better news.
Yeah. What? Tell us more news.
Last week, we got a donation of $1,000. And this week, Leonora and Peggy from Brunswick have donated $1,000.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Leonora and Peggy, thank you very much. You've made
us. So that goes towards our wonderful tech drive that we're running. So one more day left of that. So
hey, we've done it again.
So, of course, that doesn't mean we can stop. If there's any other listeners out there who want to call in, how do they do that again, Hugh?
They just dial up 1-300-JOY-949.
Just be on the spot there, didn't they?
1-300-569-949. Or you can go onto the website, joy.org.au. Just click on the Tech Drive banner.
No, we still have Michael from Aleph, in the studio, because we played another track, a Jewish track.
You actually heard from Ivri Lida. Ivri Lida is one of Israel's premier artists. He's a gay man. He's fantastic. Yes, he would be Jewish, I guess. I don't know.
You don't know.
He identifies, but definitely Israeli and kind of hot. He's been involved, in fact, with a lot of the Eitan Fox movies, Yossi and Jagger, Walk on Water, all those fantastic things. And I believe that there's actually going to be a sequel to Yossi and Jagger coming out in the next couple of years. So it might actually be his singing in that as well. But he is pretty good.
Thank you very much, Michael, and thank you for your music as well.
And thank you, Orange Ribbon, for having me. This is such a great show.
Thank you very much. Let's have some music. Joy 94.9, this is Orange Ribbon with Budi, Mark, Leo and Hugh. And tell us about the music, Budi.
That was Sore Band. So it's spelled like sore, but it's actually Sore. It's an Indonesian band. And the music, the song's called No Fruits for Today. And one interesting fact about the Sore Band, the lead singer has been rumored to be gay. But as in any Indonesian cultural politics, it's neither confirmed nor denied.
Okay. Now, we've been joined in the studio by Fee from Yellow Kitties. Welcome to Orange Ribbon.
Cool name. What's it about, Fame?
Yellow Kitties is a social support network for queer Asian women. It was started about 11 or 12 years ago, and we've expanded to about 70 women so far.
Wow. Excellent.
So, in your group, what do you actually do?
It's primarily a mailing list, so we email back and forth, and we have monthly get-togethers, so those can range anything from movie nights to mahjong, game nights to hiking, and all of which primarily revolve around food.
It's a very Asian thing, isn't it? Because sometimes gay Asian pride and Yellow Kitties join forces, and what do we do?
Can I come along as well?
So Just let me get this right. Yellow Kitties, is it only for Asian girls or can anyone join?
No, anybody who's interested in Asian cultures can join. There's quite a few non-Asian members who are either partners or just interested.
Interested in joining the group?
Right, yeah.
But it is only lesbians?
Yeah, for women, I suppose, who are queer.
Is there any men ever tried to come along and join your group?
I think there has been, but we have a policy for people who we don't know. There, we have meet and greets. So two members from the group will go and meet with them, introduce the group, and then make sure they're actually real people, and then they'll get added to the mailing list.
So, Faye, what's the biggest problems with facing Asian lesbians?
In Asian cultures, queer identity tends to be very invisible. So there's very much like it's an underground culture. If you go back to Asia, you find a lot of resistance to being able to be out and be open about your sexuality. So it's really awesome to have a support network like the Yellow Kitties who can understand that and be able to support. Mm.
How many members do you have at the moment?
Currently, the mailing list is around 70 people. At any point, there's usually around 30 people who are active.
Mm-hmm. And I know that somebody must be sitting out there wondering, what age group do you attract? Mm.
It varies. There's people who are just entering university around 18, 19 to anywhere over 40, 45.
Right. So you don't discriminate for age? You don't
break up
the group and say young ones and old ones something like that?
I think it usually breaks up between the old, the members who have been there the longest and the members who have newly joined.
Mm. Mm. So what actually happens if somebody wants to join?
Mm.
How do they get into the group?
We usually get most of our contacts through email. So they'll email Peggy, who is the coordinator for the group. And then if they don't know anybody in the group, they'll organize a meet and greet. Two of our members will go and have coffee with them, and then we'll add them to the mailing list afterwards.
So what's the email address for?
The email address is inquiry@yellowkitties.org.
Sorry, could you say that again?
inquiries@yellowkitties.org.
Okay, right.
We'll put the information on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well for all those people out there that want information about Yellow Kitties.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming into the studio today. It's been really nice talking to you. I mean, we've had so many different groups in here.
We do.
But thank you very much, and hopefully you come back and speak to us again.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Thank you.
Thank you, Faye.
On Driven on Joy 94.9, and unfortunately...
The music has started.
The music, the cue. We have to go soon. That's so quickly this hour. Thank you so much for everyone who's come in today.
Yes, I feel like I'm a receptionist because I keep letting people in. Go on.
It was great
it's been
having
great
another
supporting group. All their support groups as well.
Absolutely.
Well, that is On Driven for another week. We are taking a break, and hopefully we're back in a few months, and we're not actually sure when, but we will keep you informed on our Facebook page.
Absolutely. And a big thank you to Leonora and Peggy for their wonderful donation.
Thank you, girls. That was very generous.
Leonora and Peggy, $1,000 donation.
Love you, ladies.
So this is twice now Orange Ribbon raised some money.
Two weeks in a row, $1,000.
Well done. Thank
Thanks
you, listeners.
Thanks to Heath on program support this afternoon. Coming up next on Joy is the Sha Pao Show, so stay tuned because it is really a great show. Also, we've got Rob, who's going to be reading the news just very, very soon as well, in about 30 seconds. Thanks for joining us on Orange Ribbon today. We will be back, hopefully, in a few months' time.
Few months' time, hopefully same day, hopefully same time, but
thanks
we will
for your
let
support,
you know.
Everybody.
From
Boody,
Mark, Leo, and myself, Hugh, bye-bye, and
bye-bye.
Have a great week.
Thanks, everyone.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.